You welcome, please. Eddie Lawrence, the old philosopher.
Hiya, Bunkies. You say you look at your wife's passport and find out she's 10 years older than you think, and your son, the football player, was injured in a huddle. And Aunt Bertie was caught in a fist fight in a Chinese restaurant and got a fantail shrimp up her nose. You bought a little girl doll that sings and hugs and kisses, and Uncle Fred married it. And Grandpa couldn't get his finger out of a bowling ball and went down the alley for a strike. And your son from Greenwich Village was fired from his job as a waiter. Someone ordered whipped potatoes, and he served them 2 boiled potatoes and a little whip. Is that what's bouncing around between your graying temples today, Bunky? Well, lift your head up high. Get your hat blown off in the rain. Don't stop while you're ahead. Drive, drive, drive. Right over a cliff. Don't count your chickens. Eat them. Remember, if at first you don't succeed, give up. Hey there, friend. Say, Cousin Fritz the dwarf went out on the date with Anita Ekberg and showed up with a mountain climbing kit. And Uncle Dave, the bargain hunter, got caught in a riot sale at Klein's and was flogged to death with a whipcord suit. And Cousin Orville, who's always been curious, was picked up in the wax museum for molesting a statue of Madame Curie. Aunt Ruby, the Good Samaritan, caught a heavy set man jumping off a roof and they can't get her up out of the sidewalk. And Cousin Bruno, the karate champ, hailed a cab on 59th Street and destroyed the Plaza Hotel, a tea room with a bookie in the back, and 3 buggy loads of dentists from Cleveland. And your daughter, the camera bug, tried to photograph a gazelle in midair and swallowed her range finder. Cousin Jasper, the quack, was arrested in the middle of his sidewalk lecture. Flagellation as a cure for psoriasis. And Grandpa's in a hospital again. He went duck hunting and got a wild goose up his sleeve. Does all this seem to produce a ringing sound in your head today, cousin? Well, barrel down 9th Avenue in the dead of night with a smirk on your lips and those drums in your heart. Get mugged in style. Remember, he who lives like a king must be on an expense account. Hey there, Flippo. You say your son, the salesman, has to work fast? He peddles popsicles in a sauna bath. Home audience. And Aunt Hester got caught between 2 delinquents in a pizza parlor and received 20 lashes with a hard salami. And Chief Uncle Lou left a dime tip in the Latin Quarter, and they made him work it off as a dance captain.
Hi, honey. It's Wednesday the 11th. That was, as you know, part of Eddie Lawrence, the old philosopher. I was going to record it all, but it wasn't terribly funny. I thought you might want to hear his voice in the middle of the routine. And that was enough. There wasn't much else on the Johnny Carson show that was worth recording, so I didn't bother. It's almost 1 o'clock now. And, of course, I should have been in bed an hour ago, as I've been trying to do this week. But I waited for Eddie Lawrence to come on, and of course they left him till last. So, we'll see. When I get to bed tonight. I wrote to you that the children received your cards. They always are delighted with the cards themselves. Leslie loved her rocket. You'll get the description in the letter before you'll probably get this tape. you know, of what her reactions to the writing was. She knew it was her daddy talking, and she was very serious when she was listening, which is as it should be, because she is getting to be independent, more independent than she has been. I'm going to hold this tape up until tomorrow and see if I can get the children to talk. If not, I'm going to run it while they're playing and hope that something comes out of it other than screaming and fighting. I'll put a record on, though, in the background. I hope it isn't Martin Green. She's listening to those records so much that I get to dislike them after a while.
Birdie gonna speak?
Hi, the sound in the midst of the bird chirping is Chet getting hysterical and running all over the cage. So that was the fluttering, loud noise. The bird is still going on, as you can hear him. He does this for long stretches. Our other one is mute. Come down now. I want you down. Come down. Come down now. Taya, now. You're going to fall. Come down. I told you, you two better straighten out.
Oh, yeah.
Or nothing nice is going to happen to you. I want Taya on the potty chair, and I want you to start acting like a 3-year-old.
Is that?
Where's Taya? Get that away from your mouth.
Me?
Say hi.
Hi.
Say bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Say now.
Now.
Why?
Fat.
Mouth.
Fat.
Nose.
What?
Banana.
Hello.
Leslie. Say Lele. Say Lele.
What?
Lele. Say Grandma. Did you sing
that song was a big fan of Gary. A pocket full of four and 20. Leslie, let her say the last word. Baked in a. Let her say the last word. Pie. Say pie. When the pie was old, then the birds began to Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king was in the counting? Bye bye. What are you going to sing now?
Dad.
Sing a song. Sing La La to Daddy.
Hello.
Say hello, Daddy. Say hello. Say hello. Hello.
He's got a broken tire.
Possible. What do you do with a broken when you have a broken tire?
Go to the gas station.
What do they do?
Get another tire.
You have to pay for it?
Stamps and gas.
Oh. What gas station did we go to yesterday? Where was it? Where was it, the gas station?
No. When we had to go to New Jersey, we stopped at a Texaco store.
Right.
We didn't have the time for Esso.
Did Mommy give them a credit card, or did I have to pay for it with money?
Money.
Mm-hmm. What else?
And,
yesterday when we bought gas, where did we buy it?
From...
Where was it, though?
Why?
Where was the flying egg?
Flying egg.
Where was the gas station? Was it on Coney Island Avenue?
Where Grandma?
Fort Hamilton. That's where it was.
Flying.
The flying horse? Was it a flying horse?
No, flying, flying gas station.
A flying gas station.
Like this.
Well, I guess what we're going to have
and
to do is...
And that
A. It had an A. We're going to have to mail this tape out to Daddy today. As soon as I make out the little card.
Mom?
And we should really tell Daddy how much we love him.
Can I take...
A coffee?
Yes.
Or just a taste. And tell Daddy how much we miss him. And we love to get his tape.
Taste.
And his letters are nice. And his cards are a lot of fun.
That's good.
Especially cards with rockets on them. Right? Even though Daddy told you not to, please not to go away, because he'll miss you when he comes home.
He doesn't want us to go away.
Of course not, because he loves you.
And you.
So we'll start to sign off now and say goodbye to Daddy. What? I put your card up on the wall. I think we ought to start preparing to go to the beach. All right?
Okay.
Taya, you want to go to the beach? All right, then I'll finish up the tape telling Daddy we love him very much.
and tell him we're going to the beach.
Well, you want to tell him you love him very much, too?
And the beach.
All right. And I love you, Daddy.
We have to do this.
It's all right. Don't worry. It'll all come out all right. Just say, I love you, Daddy.
I love you, Daddy. We're going to the beach. Goodbye, Daddy.
You want to say, I love you, Daddy?
Hi, Papa.
Love you. Give him a kiss.
Give Daddy a kiss.
And a kiss from Mommy. Any way you like it. And we've got to prepare.